Test 2. Part 2. You will hear a radio interview. First, you will have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. Then, you will hear the interview. You will hear the interview only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus. And mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now, you will have 1 minute to read the items. Welcome to Let's Make a Change, the program where you can listen to celebrities and everyday people sharing their knowledge. Our guest today is Linda McRoy, psychologist, happiness coach, and author of several books such as Being Happy and Recognize Happiness. Linda, welcome to our program.
Thanks for inviting me.
My first question is, what exactly does happiness mean to you?
You know, I distinguish between two types of happiness. I call it the small and the great happiness. Many people only believe in the latter. They dream of winning the lottery, owning a luxurious car or house, and finally meeting the man or woman of their dreams. They think that that's the only way to be happy. And sure, it's wonderful if those things happen. But for these people, happiness only lies in the future. It's something that might happen at some point, but they don't pay attention to the here and now and miss what's right under their noses.
And what would that be?
Well, it could be a friendly conversation with a stranger, or the first flowers after a long winter. Believe me, you can find happiness in little quiet moments, even in a good cup of coffee. And if there happens to be a lovely person sitting next to me, I think to myself, what more do I want?
Is that really enough, though?
Absolutely. And you can learn to recognise the potential for happiness in your life. It's actually everywhere. Happiness can mean doing things over and over again that make you happy. Of course, you have to be able to identify what these things are for you. They differ for everyone. For one person, it might be running a marathon. For another, it's reading a stimulating book. Deep inside, everyone knows what makes them happy. You just have to be honest with yourself, then allow yourself to do it.
Could you explain that a bit more for our listeners?
Yes, well, if I know my innermost desires, then I should satisfy them every now and then, if that's possible. And I'm not talking about buying the latest technology or sports cars now, because as we all know, you can't buy happiness. Perhaps you've been thinking about picking up a new hobby or trying out a new restaurant. Then go for it. There's never a better time than right now.
That sounds simple enough. So, this search for happiness has created a growing industry. Thousands of books on the topic have been published in the last decade alone. People nowadays are investing in courses, life coaches, and gurus, and yet, it seems we're worse off than our ancestors were. Recent statistics revealed that just 1 in 3 people feel happy with their lives. Why is that?
Well, firstly, it's due to our high expectations for what I call great happiness, many of which will never be fulfilled. Secondly, I would say that conflicts in our daily life, arguments with family members, friends, or colleagues, cause more damage than we care to admit. If someone lets you down in a way you find unforgivable, you carry those feelings of hurt with you for a lifetime. You may be surprised to hear that scientists have found the stress and uneasiness caused by not being able to forgive someone can cause not only emotional pain, but even heart disease and stomach issues.
That sounds serious.
It is. You might have heard a saying, when you point the finger of blame at someone, there are always 3 fingers pointing back at you. This saying is a reminder that you should always look at yourself before you start complaining about someone else. Conflict in life is inevitable. It's something we should learn to deal with. In fact, anger is actually useful, and people who respond to stressful situations with short-term anger tend to feel in control. They let out their feelings, forgive and forget. We should all recognise that daily life can be tiring and people sometimes disagree. But holding on to negativity causes harm to the one who won't forgive.
So, you're saying that we need to actively forgive people?
Yes, it may be necessary to have a cooling off period first. But whatever the disagreement, I suggest telling the other person that you forgive them. And this may be surprising for you, asking them to forgive you even if you believe that you did nothing wrong. Hopefully, it will encourage the other person to think things over and be more motivated to try and understand you. And talking about your feelings will help clear the air and make it easier to solve the problem.
And what about just trying to forget that you've quarrelled with someone? Does that work?
It only helps you if you've solved the situation. Then it's essential that you move on and don't look back. It also helps if you ask yourself what you've learnt from the situation. Hopefully, you'll be able to use this experience at a later date to make better decisions and handle conflicts more effectively. To make the best of life, we need to learn from experience.
Wouldn't it be easiest just to try and agree with other people?
Not exactly. To be clear here, I want to emphasise that forgiveness does not mean giving up on your own point of view. It means that you're able to accept the other's opinion and that you don't insist on being the only one who knows the truth. Let's imagine a chair. If someone sees it from behind, they can say it's impossible to sit on it. If someone sees it from above, they cannot imagine that it has 4 legs. That's only a very simple example of the different ways in which we can see the same thing. If there are various ways of understanding circumstances, then be positive and choose the optimistic one.
And that will help me stay happy?
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Linda. Let's take a short break now and then continue our conversation. Now, you will have 30 seconds to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 2.